The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hope you're well this afternoon.
It's okay. I'm well, and I actually want to go to a story that I know you haven't picked up yet on your messages from me to you, and that is yet another extraordinary development when we're talking about normalization, and that is the meeting between our Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi and his UAE counterpart Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan and the German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas in Berlin today. It's quite an extraordinary development. The three countries are meeting in Berlin to discuss trilateral relations and diplomatic talks. It's very, very positive. It's also very positive. We see this coming from Germany, one of the only European countries that we've heard being vocal on the normalization deal. But what makes this particularly historic was the visit by the three foreign ministers or diplomats or whatever you want to call them to the Berlin Holocaust Memorial. And according to the press releases we are getting in today, that the UAE Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed was quite surprised to hear that Gabi Ashkenazi, our foreign minister, is the son of Holocaust survivors, and he wanted to hear more. And he spoke movingly about the importance of the memorial, that it's, and this is a quote that we've gotten from the foreign ministry. He underscored the importance of human values such as coexistence, tolerance, and accepting the other, as well as respect for all creeds and faith. And they went into the museum, which is just underneath those very, very stark grey stones. I don't know if you've been to Berlin. I was in Berlin just a couple of years ago. Seems like forever ago, and was in the museum. And what's very moving with the two foreign ministers, one in Hebrew writing, one in Arabic writing, a message in the book, and I'll read you the message that that bin Zayed writes. He says, a whole group of humanity fell victim to those calling for extremism and hatred. The memorial underscores the importance of human values such as coexistence, tolerance, and accepting the other, as well as respect for all creeds and faiths. These are the values upon which my country was founded. I salute the souls of those who fell victim to the Holocaust. May their souls be bound up in the bands of life, which is actually words that come from a Jewish prayer, which he translated into Arabic, and he ended off with never again, both in English and in Arabic. And our Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi says, our joint signature in this memorial book is a cry and a promise in one, to remember and not forget, to be strong and to ensure never again. And it's really, you know, as I keep saying, that symbolism in this region, and especially in the Arab culture, is very, very, very important. It's seen as a matter of pride. This weekend I was very, very privileged to receive from a friend in the UAE who has made friends with a few of us through social media, my name written so beautifully in Arabic. And, you know, it's a gesture of friendship. It's a gesture of normalization. And it moved me. It really, really did, that he went to the trouble to write my name and several others so beautifully for us to have as a gesture of bridge building.
So the story, and I let you go on with it because I think it was important enough. We actually did address in the first hour, but I do think it is super supremely important because it is saying something else is happening here, Rolene. This isn't the cold peace that exists between Jordan and Egypt and Israel. This is warm, and this isn't even my enemy's enemy is my friend. This is better than that. And thank you for suggesting that I watch that Gantz interview with regional journalists last night, because I think that's just evidence the extent to which there was respect and warmth towards this man. This is something very different, Rolene.
Yes, and we can't forget that he holds the very important portfolio of defense ministers. And I thought that Gantz was extremely statement-like. He spoke very warmly and really, his presence was welcoming and yet commanded the room, as would a person of his stature. And you know, it takes us to another extraordinary event that took place on Al Arabiya English last night.
Yeah.
And this was the Saudi former Minister of Intelligence and also Ambassador to the United States, Prince Bandar bin Sultan, and he was speaking in English on Al Arabiya, and I follow the Arab press in English as closely as possible, you know, to get their perspective on what's happening, and it all has been extremely positive and supportive. And very rarely do we hear leaders from countries like Saudi Arabia coming out in criticism of the Palestinian, but he was quite critical. And what really amused me today was Saeb Erekat actually promoting that people watch the interview, which I found quite baffling. Obviously, he hadn't listened to the full interview, but the Prince, His Royal Highness Prince bin Sultan, says that Palestinian leaders have been failures for the last 70 years. And, he went on to say, this is largely because the current Palestinian leadership have rejected outright the Abraham Accords. And he went on to say this low level of discourse is not what we expect from officials who seek to gain global support for their cause. Their transgression against the Gulf states leadership with this reprehensible discourse is entirely unacceptable. And Al Arabiya promoted it by saying that the prince slams the Palestinian leadership and their cause. And he says for 70 years, they have failed their people and failed the region.
I'm going to sneak in a personal question, Rolene, just because I can. What was your reaction to that Holocaust memorial in Berlin like?
It was profoundly moving. I found it quite strange irony that it is opposite the hotel. I could see the hotel, I forget its name, that the Nazis used to frequent. I really was very upset to see people jumping from block to block and taking selfies, because it's not a pretty sculptural garden. There's a very, very real lesson there. And I actually had words with somebody inside the memorial who made a comment that was extremely off color. And, how reserved and shy I am, Simon. I had to put her in her place very, very quickly. It was amazing. And, I was quite surprised that I wasn't asked to leave politely, but, I reminded her exactly why she is there. And it wasn't to crack jokes at our expense and the expense of the victims.
Okay, let's spend the last 2 minutes talking about the COVID situation in Israel. I'm so hoping that you've got some better news for us this afternoon.
Well, at the moment, the situation is that it's unlikely that we're going to lift restrictions, at least until after the 18th of October. I know that our police forces continue to clash with members of the Haredi community. But what is interesting is the calls for Gila Gamiel, the environment minister, to step down, to resign, because she flouted the lockdown laws by going to visit her family and then contracting the virus. So the Attorney General has yet to rule whether or not police will investigate her for lying to the tracers. You know, this is also where we have an issue, is we need to trace how this virus has been spread. But while we're on the subject of environment, and I'm very, very proud to announce this, especially in light that, we've got movies from Sir David Attenborough, a real, real treasure if there ever was one. Last night, His Royal Highness Prince William, a documentary talking about the planet. But Israel is the first country in the world to officially ban the fur trade. It's a
wow.
move that is being applauded and lauded by organizations such as PETA. You know, we don't talk enough, Simon, about the incredible work that Israel does in ecology and conservation, but we've called it immoral. And the fine for breaking this rule will be $22,000 if you want to bring in your furs. At the moment, the only difference will be made to people bringing in strimals. But Israel is saying that apart from a handful of cities, and there's not many of them who banned this, Israel is proud to become the first country to say no to fur.
Going to give you a bit of homework for tomorrow because we are out of time, but I saw something about a road being piloted in Tel Aviv that is going to electrify vehicles, or there's electrical grid underneath the road, something about charging batteries, something astounding and extraordinary, Rolene. So let's talk about that tomorrow.
You know I love a homework assignment.
That's why I gave it to you.
That's a deal. Me and my homework.